This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado Congress members were divided over a tax package that includes a small expansion of the child tax credit. Colorado Democrats, like Congresswoman Yadira Carveo, voted for the bill.
This may not be a perfect package, but I think that what it does for children is going to be incredible.
Colorado's Republican representatives voted against the bill, like Republican Lauren Boebert. The bill now heads to the Senate. A popular band from Colorado Springs will headline the opening of a new venue. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Lately, I've been losing sleep.
The group One Republic formed in 2002 in Colorado Springs, and now the band is coming home to help launch the opening of the Sunset Amphitheater this August. Construction on the 8,000-person venue started last year and weathered a legal challenge. Parent company Notes Live says the venue will also have views of Pikes Peak and 60 VIP luxury fire pit suites. The news comes one day after Notes Live announced a merger with a California wine company, setting the stage for listing on the New York Stock Exchange. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Illinois State Election Board voted unanimously to keep Donald Trump on the Illinois ballot. They declined to remove him before the U.S. Supreme Court decides the Colorado ballot case. That case could decide whether Trump's role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and his attempts to overthrow the election make him ineligible for the presidency. Illinois is among several states where Trump critics have pushed to remove him from the ballot for violating the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear oral arguments on Colorado's case next week. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.